In the beginning, it was a website. 15 years later, The Suicide Girls is now a full-fledged media company. It was born out of the seductive images of women with colourful tattoos, multiple piercings, and fluorescent hair, and their fans. The founder of the Los Angeles-based company says she wanted to shine the spotlight on a type of beauty that is not always recognised in mainstream media. Missy Suicide tells Lena Nosizwe just how she has been able to give life to the Suicide Girls.
Back in the day when a pimply teenage boy acquired a collection of so-called girly magazines, he might expect to be punished if his stockpile was discovered. Click, click. When that happened to the pierced and tattooed Missy Suicide, it was the birth of the Suicide Girls, a media empire that would spawn a website, then books, not to mention millions of Facebook and Instagram fans from around the world. And it all started in Portland, Oregon, with a semi-surreptitious collection of Playboy magazines featuring photos of 50s pinup Betty Page.
I had them on my coffee table, and a friend of mine came over, and she was like, what are these? And I felt kind of like, you know, a 14-year-old boy whose stash had been found, because I was not necessarily the type of girl, and it was not necessarily the time frame when you had, like, just naked pictures hanging out.
A somewhat embarrassed Missy explained to her friend that the Betty Page photos, which were shot by Bunny Yeager, a woman and former pinup herself, inspired her to want to take photos of women she knew.
Girls with piercings and tattoos and with a little bit more unique presence than what was being found in mainstream media at the time. So she was like, all right, I'll volunteer. And I was like, wait, what? And she was like, I'll be your model.
When she studied the photos from the session with her pierced and inked friend, Missy says it made her realize something was missing in the realm of photography featuring women. But the question then became what to do with the photographs. Options included showcasing them in a gallery.
It seemed too temporary.
Or a book.
The girls were so full of life and so full of energy and had so much more to share, more so than just what was in their photos.
So Missy, with the help of another friend, this one male, married the photos with a website. A website where paying members could communicate with the models and the women could respond via blog posts or group comments.
We started as a social media company before Friendster or MySpace or Facebook or Twitter or Tumblr. We were a community, and that was our first and foremost venture.
The name Suicide Girls was a reference to Fight Club author Chuck Palahniuk's description of girls who commit social suicide by not fitting in. Success and acceptance for the web version of Outcasts was immediate. Missy says that's because, as their videos proclaim, Suicide Girls redefine beauty.
We do not strive to be like everyone else. What people said made us strange or weird or screwed up.
Shut up!
We think is what makes us beautiful.
I only have my nose pierced. I have a few tattoos, some nerdy tattoos. I have super bright hair, super red hair, and I wear glasses. I'm kind of short and I would say curvy and maybe not the most normal model type.
Riley was an early Suicide Girls fan. She joined the site in 2004. 5 years later, with the encouragement of her new online friends, Riley posed as a Suicide Girl herself.
I've always felt like a big weirdo, and now I have a whole bunch of other weirdos that I can talk to, and I don't feel like I'm being judged. I can say whatever I want and know that all these other people are going to comment back to me and just make me feel better. So it's pretty awesome.
The common factor was people that felt like they could identify with the girls, and the girls sharing their thoughts and feelings as well as their images, it really gave people more of a touch point.
She says the Suicide Girls and their fans share everything from K-pop to politics. According to Missy, from the beginning, most of those fans on the site have been women.
I didn't realize to the extent that, you know, there's outsiders around the world. With the internet, really, and Suicide Girls gave them a place where they could come together.
15 years and millions of pinups later, Suicide Girls has become home to a variety of images, photo collections called sets.
There is no one Suicide Girl anymore.
But there is uniformity when it comes to what the pinups have to wear, make that not wear.
So to be a Suicide Girl, you have to show your fully exposed breasts and bum. Anything else is up to you. But the reason why you have to show your breasts and your bum is because you have to be comfortable with your body to be a Suicide Girl. Our bodies are such an intrinsic part of who we are, you know, to separate them or to be ashamed or embarrassed of your body is kind of antithetical to the whole message that Suicide Girls is putting out there.
The risque photos fly in the face of Missy's initial inspiration. Playboy has moved to strike nude photos from its pages in order to be safe for work and to attract Instagrammers. But Missy says there are no plans to change their NSFW policy. She believes Suicide Girls show no more than what you would see at a museum. And she says this is not your grandfather's Playboy.
We've got women that have tattoos, girls that don't have tattoos. We've got women that are of all ability levels. We've got women that have vitiligo, and girls that have different statures and different sizes and different and ages and skin color and ethnicities and just everything.
That think different ethos led Suicide Girls to rapid growth, says Missy.
We had basically like a factory for new media when, you know, people would just be, I had like 12 people on staff that would just be approving friend requests, you know, and now, you know, and so it had gotten to the space where it was a bigger business. It was, everything was bigger and booming, and it wasn't necessarily what I had envisioned initially.
And then came the Great Recession of 2008, when she considered clicking Control-Alt-Delete permanently.
The economy was terrible, and people were not, you know, spending money on anything, and it was a low point, and, you know, we were like, well, should we pack it up at that point?
Out of nowhere, an influential fan contacted her, the creator and executive producer of the successful TV franchise CSI NY. He wanted her to star in an episode as herself, along with her fellow Suicide Girls.
Being with a Suicide Girl, you don't know what you're missing.
The support helped reinvigorate Missy, and instead of committing professional suicide, she scaled back the Suicide Girls and rediscovered her passion via Suicide Girl movies, a traveling burlesque show, and a robust social media presence. The brand has 4.4 million Instagram followers, a Facebook page with more than 6 million likes, and Suicide Girls from every continent. That includes more than 300 Suicide Girls and hopefuls just from the city of Santiago, Chile. When I ask if there will be gray-haired Suicide Girls in 15 years, the platinum-haired founder says by then it might be passé.
Well, I feel like gray hair is popular right now as a hair color, so I feel like 15 years from now, it'll probably be something completely, like, glow-in-the-dark or something, you know, like, but I feel like, you know, the Suicide Girls will always be colorful and always be interesting and unique.
And she says that will be true whether they're sitting in an old folks' home 15 years from now, or backstage at a rock concert.